Discovering alien life, intelligent alien life especially, would be one of the most transformative events in human history. But what if scientists had already discovered extraterrestrial beings, but had just decided to collectively ignore the evidence, pretending nothing had ever happened? To some, the sighting of 1I-2017U1 was just that moment. Known as Oumuamua, the Hawaiian word meaning first distant messenger, this object was first identified and monitored by observatories around the world, as well as a number of near-orbit satellites. From that moment on, it demonstrated extraordinary behavior, confounding scientists and capturing headlines in the process. With good reason, now many consider Oumuamua to be an artificial object, a spaceship of sort, and one of the most convincing pieces of evidence that we are not alone. With no pictures, no videos, and no eyewitness testimony to go off, understanding this event will involve getting technical. But when the chair of Harvard University's Astronomy Defense himself publicly considered if, quote, Oumuamua was sent by aliens, it should be clear something groundbreaking is going on. We need to understand it too. So what really happened? Was Oumuamua a strange self-propelled comet, or something else entirely? Something far beyond the normal? Astronomers at the University of Hawaii have just observed something no one has ever seen before. Something that shocked them and spread doubt and uncertainty among physicists around the world. Looking through the 1.8-meter telescope near the summit of Mount Halakala on Maui Island, Hawaii, these NASA-funded scientists had just found a highly unusual object. Something very large was hurtling past the sun at breakneck speed. What could it be? The most obvious assumption was an error with the instruments. Phone calls were made, many initially considered that the object was an asteroid, one of millions pulled in from the belt around our solar system. But although asteroids from beyond Neptune could occasionally be dragged towards the sun, becoming comets as they cross our skies, most move relatively slowly. Even the few asteroids that manage to move so fast that they escape the gravitational field of our sun, leaving our solar system forever, travel no faster than 3.8 kilometers a second. This object was traveling at 87.3 kilometers a second. Nothing originating in our solar system, regardless of its location or possible gravitational interactions, could have naturally accelerated to such speeds. It just wasn't possible. And no man-made object publicly known could have been responsible either. The implications were clear to those viewing this unprecedented object. Whatever this thing was, it must have come from outside of our solar system. The consequences of this discovery were massive. Until then, every celestial body ever observed within our solar system had been of our solar system. Oumuamua was the first exception, the first, inarguably, alien object we'd ever encountered. But it turns out, this unprecedented velocity was just the first of six exceptional things about Oumuamua. Because, as we look at what was uncovered that October night, we find exceptional feature after exceptional feature. Coincidence on top of coincidence. For some outspoken members in the scientific community, these clues all pointed to the same conclusion. Oumuamua was no comet, but had been created by intelligent alien life. Well, as we've mentioned, there was its speed. It was moving far too fast to have originated from our own solar system, hurtling along at a blistering 1,960,000 miles per hour. What was perhaps even stranger, though, was that following its movement around the sun, the trajectory of this object changed dramatically. Rather than continue as expected, Oumuamua actually accelerated, speeding up and deviating from the predicted flight path, the second of the highly peculiar facts about this object. Now, this isn't unheard of. Comets are known to expel gas and debris when warmed, a process known as outgassing. This theory was suggested by Davide Finocchia of the Center of Near-Earth Object Studies, part of NASA. He theorized that after passing the sun, Oumuamua left its long hibernation. After thousands of years hurtling through the cold void of outer space, the object was suddenly exposed to intense heat. Within the rock, volatile compounds were boiled, evaporated, and expelled, giving the object a slight push in the process. There is one important problem with this story, however. If the so-called comet did speed up, and if this change in velocity can be explained through outgassing, then why was there no evidence any outgassing occurred? Outgassing, and the gases and dust released, usually result in an observable cloud surrounding the comet, usually making the object appear fuzzy. These clouds are not easy to detect, but they did not need to be. By the time the increase in speed was noticed, it was no longer just the one Hawaiian telescope that was turned towards Oumuamua, the distant messenger. You could hardly find a powerful or important telescope that didn't tune in, even if just for a bit. The renowned Hubble telescope was one instrument used to observe this strange flying object. Orbiting in space, free from the interference of our atmosphere, the Hubble telescope is well known for capturing some of the most detailed images of our universe. But despite the clear view afforded to it, the Hubble telescope found no evidence of any outgassing. No fuzzy distortion of the image whatsoever. In fact, the image of Oumuamua was completely crisp and clear. Had the gases been blown away by solar energy? Or was something else responsible for that unusual increase in speed? Either way, this lack of evidence for outgassing represents the third shocking fact about this object. Strange, right? Well, this wasn't the only thing that made us raise our eyebrows. The fourth notably odd thing about this object was its strange tumbling. When viewed through the telescope, the Oumuamua appeared to oscillate in its luminosity, becoming periodically dimmer and brighter. Every 7.3 hours, Oumuamua completed one cycle. Over that period of time, its brightness changed by a factor of 10. One astronomer, Karen Meach, was part of the initial team that discovered the object. She summed up the shape of Oumuamua as, quote, highly elongated, about 10 times as long as it is wide, with a complex, convoluted shape. She went on to note, it had a reddish color, similar to objects in the outer solar system, and is completely inert, without the faintest hint of dust around it. Think of your stereotypical comet, with its bright head and trailing tail, while Oumuamua had no tail whatsoever. The implication of this was that Oumuamua was larger along one of its axes than the other two. It was also massive. Mainstream scientists describe it as a cigar-shaped or pancake-shaped. Either would be possible. Some others, us included, might be thinking less of cigars and pancakes than ships or saucers. No other object has ever been seen observed with dimensions anything like this. Think about it. Estimates of size put Oumuamua at between 100 and 1,000 meters long, with a width and thickness of about 36 to 167 meters each. This seems distinctively ship-like, at least to the human scale. Take the US Navy's Nimitz-class aircraft carriers, for example. They are 332 meters in length, 41 meters wide, and 76 meters high. The thought an interstellar interloper from beyond our own solar system, suspiciously accelerating as it races past our sun, all while having the same approximate dimensions as a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, must scare you, even if it's just a little. The other alternative, a saucer-like shape, has Oumuamua long, wide, but extremely flat, almost razor-thin. At this point, the idea of flying saucer-shaped UFOs is so widely known, it's almost cliché. But here we have our first proven visitor from beyond our solar system, witnessed by all the scientific community around the world. And what might it look like? A flying saucer. The dominant theory on interstellar objects at the time also stated that one as large as Oumuamua should not even exist. Given predicted models of the abundance of interstellar objects used at the time, it was believed that most comets would be no more than a few meters squared. It so happens that this disc-shaped interstellar interloper, the first ever observed in our own solar system, was larger by orders of magnitude than what was deemed normal. Oumuamua was far larger than any comet was thought possible. You would expect the first visitor from outside our solar system to be a statistically common one. What are the chances that it happened to be an extremely rare one visiting our little solar system populated with intelligent life? Perhaps it wasn't a comet at all, but something else entirely. Something created by another intelligent life form, reaching out to us, or just popping by to check in. And it's this unusual shape, matched with huge proportions, that makes the fifth fact about Oumuamua so unusual. There is one final, highly convincing fact about Oumuamua that seems to indicate it was of alien design. Bear with us here, as it's a bit of a technical one. It turns out, Oumuamua was at rest relative to nearby stars. Think of a vessel hurtling through space. From the perspective of such an object at relative rest, it would appear not as if it was moving towards our sun, but that our solar system was slamming into it. The stars surrounding the spacecraft would all hang in the sky, all that is, with the exception of our own. What are the implications of this? Well, this happens to be known as the local standard rest, the sum average motion of all of our nearest stars in this region of the Milky Way. If you wanted to say, disguise your origins and camouflage a spacecraft, this would be the best frame of reference to be in. Oumuamua was traveling in this frame. Something there was only a 0.2% chance of happening. This makes tracing its origins of the comet incredibly difficult and highly unusual. And those are the facts about Oumuamua, a strange self-propelled object that defies what we thought was possible. Now before we move on, let's recap exactly what it was that made Oumuamua so exceptional. 1. It was observed as moving so quickly, it could only have come from another star. It was the first recorded interstellar interloper ever recorded. 2. After slingshotting around the sun, it propelled with mysterious force to incredible speeds. 3. This acceleration could only be explained as a comet expelling gas and debris, but no evidence of this outgassing existed. 4. The traveler tumbled in a strange way, getting brighter and dimmer, indicating an unusual lack of dust and strange dimensions. 5. The object was of unusually large size and atypical saucer-like dimensions. 6. Oumuamua was traveling at the local standard of rest, a frame of reference shared by only 1 in 500 stars, perfect for camouflaging a spacecraft. It's no wonder so many astronomers were shocked by this. Any one of these strange features would have people asking questions, but all 6 of them. No wonder so many people refused to believe this thing was nothing more than an ordinary comet. In order to explain all this, astronomers have created a host of novel theories, from comets filled with hydrogen ice, invisible once outgassed, to hypothesizing the nature of asteroid belts. Professor Avi Loeb, a physicist at Harvard University, broke with his peers. He dismissed the claim that Oumuamua was a mere comet, explaining only with reference to half-baked theories. Instead, Loeb believed this blip of light moving so fast past the sun, it could only have come from another star, was some type of extraterrestrial spacecraft, openly publishing papers stating so. One of the first academics to entertain this possibility publicly, Loeb caused uproar. He certainly knew what he was talking about. As one of Harvard University's top astronomers, someone with 3 decades of professorship, 4 books, and 650 papers on his resume, Loeb was an expert on topics such as the nature of black holes and early galaxies, subjects far from any tabloid shelf or online sci-fi forum. And so, while the rest of the scientific community was rushing to explain Oumuamua as some kind of extraordinary comet, Loeb was researching, writing, and publishing pieces in globally renowned physics journals, pieces that seriously considered the artificial origin of this strange object. In a paper examining Oumuamua's peculiar acceleration, Loeb suggested that the object, quote, may be a fully operational probe sent internationally to Earth's vicinity by an alien civilization. In that paper, he explored the possibility that Oumuamua might be, quote, a light sail floating in interstellar space as debris from an advanced technological equipment. Light sails, or solar sails as they are also known, are methods of spacecraft propulsion reliant on the radiation pressure of sunlight. These work in much the same way as a conventional sail. Instead of using wind, these solar sails harness the force of light on large mirrors, reflecting that light and getting propelled along in the process. This doesn't have much effect here on Earth due to resistance from the atmosphere, gravity, all sorts. But in the vacuum of space, these things help spacecraft reach speeds 1/5 the speed of light. With long operational lifetimes, few moving parts, no need for exhaustible propellant, and the possibility of multiple uses, these solar sails are widely believed to be an excellent method of spacecraft propulsion, particularly when traversing interplanetary space. Japanese craft have already demonstrated the success of this principle, launching their own solar sail utilizing craft. Why did Loeb consider Oumuamua a good candidate for the classification of light sail? Well, firstly, there was the shape.
And so a flat object, about the size of a football field.
Thin, wide and large, Oumuamua would have an excellent surface area with which to capture and harness sunlight. Secondly, there was that observed increase in speed. Sure, it could have been some invisible outgassing, but maybe it was perfectly explainable solar sail-induced acceleration.
Trying to think, what could explain it? And the only thing that came to mind is reflecting sunlight.
Why might aliens have visited us? Well, perhaps one of the only intelligent life forms in the entire universe. Any other star-faring species might want to keep a close eye on our development. Perhaps they want to support our development. Perhaps they are scared of it. Or maybe they are just curious, keen to check in to see how this planet of upright mammals is doing. We have no way of knowing. But in any case, why would intelligent life not have made contact? While there are a few possible reasons, alien life might be so evolved and have reached such a state of technological maturity that a species as primitive as our own is simply not worth paying attention to. Surveying our cities, shining out into the night sky, they might look at us with the same disinterested approach as we might a nest of ants. Or maybe they no longer exist. Oumuamua might have taken hundreds of millions of years to reach us. Given the technological capacity of any civilization advanced enough to develop such light sails, we can imagine their weaponry might be as advanced. And with powerful weapons comes powerful tendencies towards self-destruction. Ultimately, it is anyone's guess, and that's what makes it so exciting to think about. And so, in the words of Sherlock Holmes, when you have excluded the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. When we contemplate the possibility that Oumuamua has an artificial origin, we should keep that in mind. The Kepler satellite revealed to us that about a quarter of all the stars in the Milky Way have a habitable planet, around the same size of Earth, with the potential for liquid surface water and the chemistry of life as we know it. That intelligent life may have evolved on any one of those millions of potentially habitable planets before populating interstellar space with a host of artificial devices is not implausible. It might even be statistically likely. Are those devices just debris, or could they be some form of intergalactic reconnaissance mission? To validate the claim that Oumuamua is artificial in origin, a solar sail or spacecraft of some sort, more data is certainly required. Carl Sagan said, "Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence," and this holds true in this case, as with any regarding the possibility of non-human intelligent life. But to ignore the extreme coincidences that hint at the possibility is to ignore the nature of the evidence. So where does that leave us? Was Oumuamua some miraculous comet or an alien spacecraft? To find out for sure, more evidence is needed. In many ways, we've missed the boat. The object has already whizzed past our sun and is now in the process of leaving our solar system. Still, it will take a few thousand years before it leaves entirely. This gives a window of opportunity. If new technologies allowing faster space travel are invented within a decade or two, catching up with Oumuamua and identifying it in an outer space flyby would be possible. So much of these debates regarding Oumuamua rest upon the flawed telescopic equipment we have available. But we've only been looking for these kinds of asteroids for the last decade, and we only stand a chance of noticing them when they pass by the Sun. Oumuamua could be incredibly rare, or our universe could be filled with far more interstellar interlopers than we thought possible. Could the Milky Way be buzzing with massive, lonely rocks, regularly passing through planetary systems, colliding into things? Some scientists inspired by Loeb have since hypothesized just this. The implications of this for the potential spread of life, for which alien asteroids remain a leading hypothesis, would be huge. That dark, black eternity of space might be a more active, lively place than we think. Has the scientific community recognized the extraterrestrial potential of this event? Well, what do you think? Loeb has been treated with everything ranging from passionate outrage to slight, dismissive smirks. One astrophysicist at Ohio State University, Paul Stutter, tweeted the following. No, Oumuamua is not an alien spaceship, and the authors of the paper insult honest scientific inquiry to even suggest it. Ethan Siegel, a theoretical astrophysicist, referred to Loeb as a once respected scientist. These two are not alone. Loeb received huge backlash for his inquiries into the possible alien origin of Oumuamua. For his part, Loeb seems to deal with this sort of thing quite well, although sidelined by many in academia. He takes comfort in other, famous instances where individuals were ridiculed for being right.
Do you know why Giordano Bruno, an Italian guy, was burnt at the stake? It was because he said that other stars are just like the Sun, and they have planets like the Earth around them, and there may be life on those planets. And that was offensive to the church.
One early example of this is the scientific disruptor, Florentine astronomer and physicist Galileo. As an advocate of heliocentrism, the idea that the Sun, not the Earth, was the center of our universe, Galileo found many critics, particularly among the Catholic Church, and would spend the end of his life under house arrest, persecuted by the Inquisition. Galileo, after looking through his telescope, reasons, quote, "In the sciences, the authority of a thousand is not worth as many as the humble reasoning of a single individual." To all those who believe Oumuamua was an alien spacecraft and are ridiculed for this view, such words give strength. But let's not forget, the evidence that Oumuamua might be of alien origin was so compelling that one of the world's leading academic scientists was willing to risk his reputation and career to talk about it. As for us, was Oumuamua an alien device or an extraordinary comet? While the evidence seems too remarkable to ignore, with those six extraordinary facts, it just seems less reasonable that this thing was some miraculous comet than it was a spacecraft of intelligent design. What do you think? Was this unexpected object just a comet, like most astronomers and physicists claim? Or was our first ever interstellar interloper also our first contact with alien life?